What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Ford 52 podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and we're here with Steven Giorgella, and the topic for today is doing something uncomfortable that will lead to extraordinary results. What do you think about that, Steven?
Well, and to be clear, and the process of that, right? So what I want to go through today is I want everybody to digest the fact that if you're going to want to accomplish something that would be considered different, and this is going to sound really redundant, I'm probably going to say the same things over and over here, but if you want to accomplish something that is really different, why in God's beautiful name do we think that we can do the same thing as everybody else to accomplish that? That's my frustration point, right? So it's between, you know, working out, eating right, our clients, other business partners, whatever it is. There's so many different. I'm on my Instagram live, so anybody that wants to watch this live every week, you can at Steven Giorgella. But I have these discussions. It's every single week. It's like, hey, so I really want to be out of the box. I want to do something different. Yada yada yada. So us as an agency, we build the plan. And when we build the plan, we even build it, you know, we build it strategy and then down to, you know, we start with goal, then into strategy, and then the actual tactical steps to get it done. And then you find out that, like, they don't want to do anything. And it's hard because, like, the worst thing you can do is get really creative and then get excited about an idea, and then guess what happens? You have it, you get excited, you find the idea, you find a way to execute it as well, and then you let the client know that they're going to have to do some work with it, or let the person know that there's going to have to be some work done, and it goes by the wayside. And we've had it go by the wayside. To give an example to, like, our listeners, like, I have legitimately pitched the same thing for 9 months straight before, and every single time it was agreed upon how pumped they were, and nothing ever happened. And I think the hardest part about it is how discouraging it is on our end. It literally takes the creativity bug out of you, because what is more beautiful? What is more beautiful? An awesome idea in a room with all the windows and the blinds shut and the doors shut and the lights off, or one on a stage in front of 15,000, in front of 100,000, in front of 1 million people. And I think that that's the thing that I have to do a better job relaying to our clients and to our prospects, is if you are going to work with Fountain Forward, and by the way, this is also for, like, my personal brand stuff. I have these same discussions. This goes back to one of the pieces that I put out there, which is, you know, you're not worth my time. If you're going to hear me, this goes exactly back to it. You're going to tell me all your ideas and all this stuff, and you're going to ask me my opinions, and then you're not going to do anything with it, I'm just going to get really pissed, and I'm not going to want to talk to you again.
Yeah. You know, what this kind of reminds me of, you know, it doesn't really relate to Fountain Ford, but in the sense that doing something that makes you uncomfortable, or something that's out of the box, you know, in the hopes of doing something great. You think of Apple, you think of Steve Jobs, who never did what everybody else did, and to the point where they told him he was crazy and threw him out of his own company, and he was right. And he did do incredible things and made incredible products. So that's kind of what makes me think of that also.
100%. So going back to it, I think that the lesson here is pretty simple, and this is going to be one of our shorter podcasts. If you would like to be, well, at least as of now it is, until I go on some crazy rant, but if you're looking to do something that is extraordinary, you have to come to the conclusion early that you're going to be uncomfortable and that you're going to have to put extra work in. So if you're putting in 100%, you're going to have to go an extra 10%, right? You're just not going to accomplish something different if you're not willing to be really uncomfortable for a little bit.
Friction.
For sure, right? Yeah. And I think one of the craziest ones is working with, you know, we're pretty conservative agency, right? Like, we're conservative with regards to our ideas are pretty out there, but we're conservative with regards to how we run our agency and stuff. And so people see us, and we also are conservative on spending with our clients. Sure. So then when we come in with our more aggressive nature on our ideas and stuff, we're taking people who are normally very conservative and asking them to be extraordinary, you know, kind of, you know, out of the box. And then the worst part is when they say they want to be out of the box, but they really don't want to put the action in behind it. They want the results of being way out there, but they don't really want to.
It makes them too uncomfortable.
Correct, right? And the perception of others and all those different pieces. So it's simple. If you want to go and accomplish something extraordinary, you're going to probably have to do something, unless you just have this. No. Even if you, I'm talking to myself in my head right now, even if you have all the talent, you still have to let it out. You still got to put it on display. You still got to execute. You still got to do something. And so let's set real, this is an expectations thing. Let's set some realistic expectations about, okay, cool. All right. So, my sales and my business is this and this, and I want to get to this and this. Outstanding. Why do you want to get to that? Oh, I want to get to that because I want to get to this many employees. I like working with employees, and I'd like to provide more, you know, good lifestyles, etc. And we're a good employer, yada yada. Okay, cool. That's a good goal. What, you know, your competitors? What makes them stand out? What makes them? Oh, they've got a really good sales team, and their prices are lower than ours, and all this stuff. Okay, cool. So can we run a promotion about your price is beating everybody in the area, and let's creatively do it, and let's give back to the customers, and let's do something really out of the box, etc. Oh, well, I don't want to be lower than them. Okay, cool. Why don't you want to be lower than them? Well, do you offer the same products? Yes, you do. Okay. Good. All right. Well, do you need that extra margin? Well, you know, we've always had these higher prices, and we've always gotten paid for it. It's been great. Oh, okay, good. Do you think that you have price objections from the other people that go to the other? Because clearly your reviews are better than your competitors, but do you think that some people just don't want to pay more? Oh, yeah, but I don't want to change my pricing. Okay, cool. So all of that aspiration you had was completely impractical then. Now, I'm not saying you can't do it on the price, but you see what I'm getting at? This type of piece happens all the time, right? So we started right off the bat. I started, okay, is price objection a thing? And like, well, no, price objection. I've been doing it this way forever. Okay, cool. So you're telling me your consumer couldn't change? So your consumer didn't change at all. We had this happen about a year ago. Your consumer didn't change at all? Oh, cool. That's ignorant. Like, they're being trained to change. Right? Want things faster, cheaper, blah, 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 right? So let's go back to the expectations. When you're going to request it from your team or request it from another person, you should start with your own expectations. What am I willing to do to accomplish the things that are in my brain? That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen most of the time, right? And I think this is the most frustrating thing in the business side and on the personal side because of how much time we devote to creative. Putting in the right side of the, I think it's right brain. I always mess up right and left. Putting in the creative side of the brain, when my creative side's going, I cannot think analytically. I can't. I totally think differently. That's what makes me kind of this psychopath, right? So when I'm over there, I'm over there. I'm not back on the left, right? And let's not waste the time. Like if we're not gonna get to this thing. Now, listen, there's always gonna be inefficiencies in it. But point being, if you would like to be open to being uncomfortable, we can probably accomplish something extraordinary. But if you're not willing to do that, it's probably never going to happen. We could get lucky, for sure. But I want to make sure that everybody realizes when they see those creative campaigns, when they see those viral things on social, etc., some really good creativity and some really great execution went into all of them. And if you think somebody stumbled into it, you're fucking lying to yourself.
And some balls, too.
Some balls, right? Some balls. And they go, well, yeah, if I had a big following, I wouldn't mind being that guy, yada, yada. They started with zero.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Right? So let's be uncomfortable to make those things happen. Or let's stick with the status quo and be who we are. And by the way, there's a way to acquire attention and personal brands and businesses, etc., your own way. You don't have to, but like, let's be practical. If you want to do something out of the box, you have to do something that's going to be a little bit wonky and a little bit weird, and you're going to have to execute. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's probably going to have to be consistently over and over and over for a while to see it work.
Yeah, for sure.
So don't quit on it. That's my short podcast for today.
That's good, man. All right. Well, hey, thanks for everybody for listening this week, and please tune in next week to the 452 podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.